Welcome to OV English School, where we help you discover the world in English. Have you ever heard of Luxembourg, the tiny country between Belgium, Germany, and France? Most people drive past it, but today we'll explore why Luxembourg is full of surprises and worth a visit. Here's a trivia question to think about. What is special about Luxembourg's public transportation system? You'll find out soon. If you want extra practice, visit ovenglish.com for more lessons and tips. Today, let's take a journey to Luxembourg, a country that many travelers miss but is full of hidden treasures. Luxembourg is small, but it has a very rich story. It sits right between Belgium, Germany, and France. This location makes it a mix of different cultures and histories. Even though it's small, Luxembourg is the last Grand Duchy in the world. That means it is ruled by a Grand Duke, which is very rare today. Luxembourg's capital, Luxembourg City, is famous for its old fortress. Long ago, its cliffs and rivers made it a perfect place for building strong defenses. Many different groups, like the French, Spaniards, and Austrians, fought over this city. Because of its powerful walls and tunnels, Luxembourg City was called the Gibraltar of the North. Today, you can explore these old tunnels called the Bock Casemates. You can also walk along the Chemin de la Corniche, a beautiful path on top of the old city walls. Some people call it Europe's most beautiful balcony because of the amazing views. But Luxembourg is not only about history, its culture is a true mix of Europe. People in Luxembourg speak three main languages, Luxembourgish, French, and German. Luxembourgish is used with friends and family. French is for government and restaurants. German is popular in newspapers and business. Because many people move to Luxembourg from other countries, you can also hear English, Portuguese, Italian, and other languages in the streets. Almost half the people in Luxembourg are from other countries. This makes the country very international and open to everyone. If you love nature, Luxembourg will surprise you. Outside the city, you can find green forests, deep valleys, and more castles than you can imagine. For example, Vianden Castle looks like something from a fairy tale. It sits on a hill and was once visited by the famous writer Victor Hugo. In the Mullerthal region, also called Little Switzerland, you can hike along beautiful trails, see strange rock shapes, and enjoy quiet forests. Another special place is the Valley of the Seven Castles, where you can drive or bike past seven old castles in just one afternoon. Food in Luxembourg is also a reason to visit. The country's food is a mix of French and German styles. There are comforting, simple dishes, but also elegant, fancy restaurants with Michelin stars. One famous dish is Judmat Gardebunen. It's smoked pork with creamy sauce, beans, and potatoes. Another favorite is Grompera Kitscher, which are crispy potato pancakes you can buy at street markets. And if you like wine, the Moselle Valley near Luxembourg makes excellent white wines and sparkling wine called Crémant de Luxembourg. Luxembourg is also modern and easy to visit. In 2020, the country made all public transportation completely free. You can ride any bus, tram, or train without paying. This makes traveling around the whole country very simple and stress-free. The capital city has modern buildings, museums, and important European Union offices. You can see the old and the new side by side. In summary, Luxembourg is a country that gives you history, culture, nature, good food, and modern comfort, all in one small place. It is perfect for travelers who want to experience a lot, but without the stress of a big country. In one day, you can walk on ancient walls, hike in green forests, and enjoy a fancy dinner. Luxembourg may be small, but it is grand in every way. Question: why was Luxembourg called the Gibraltar of the North? Answer: because its strong fortress and natural cliffs made it very hard to attack. Question: why are so many languages spoken in Luxembourg? Answer: because Luxembourg is at the center of Europe and many people from different countries live there. Question: what are two places you can visit outside Luxembourg City? Answer: you can visit Vianden Castle and the Mullerthal region, also called Little Switzerland. Question: how does Luxembourg's geography influence its food? Its food mixes French and German styles because the country is between those two cultures. Question: what makes traveling in Luxembourg especially easy for visitors? Answer: All public transportation is free, so you don't need to buy tickets or worry about the cost. Did you guess the answer to our trivia question? Luxembourg's public transportation is completely free for everyone. Today, we learned that Luxembourg may be small, but it offers amazing history, beautiful nature, delicious food, and a friendly international culture. It is easy to explore and full of surprises. If you want to learn more or practice your English, visit ovenglish.com. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you feel inspired to discover new places and stories. Have a wonderful day.